Targeted electrical stimulation pulses in the spinal cord have enabled three men with paraplegia to start walking again. A team of scientists from the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology say that the technique works by connecting communication pathways between the legs and brain damaged from a severe injury. Professor Bryce Vizzle is a neuroscientist at the University of Technology, Sydney. He explained to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin what this breakthrough means for Australians with similar injuries.
For us, we've been working for a couple of years now to get it up and running in Australia. It's a very, very big and very expensive and challenging project, but we are committed and determined. Essentially, what this study does builds on work first published in 2011 from Professor Reggie Edgerton's lab out of California, University of California, Los Angeles. And Professor Edgerton published a paper showing that electrical stimulation to the spinal cord of a person who had a permanent and complete, what's called a complete injury, was able to restore voluntary control of movement. When I say voluntary, it meant that they think to themselves, I want to move my leg, and they could not move it, and then the stimulation is applied, and that stimulation doesn't do anything on its own, but it now allows the brain to control the spinal cord in a way that we hope we normally expect.
How do you see the future prognosis of patients who do have spinal cord injuries if they do receive this procedure?
At the moment, it's no longer hope. It's real. This result is real. They did it in three patients in this study. Those three patients had received stimulation after being permanently disabled and were able to get this ability to walk back. But this is on the back of a large number of studies now, and about 20, somewhere between 20 and 50 patients that's been done with this technology, all of whom have shown recovery. So we're now at the point where this is not about hope, it's about a discovery that was previously unimagined and unimaginable. The next step now is to try and roll it out in Australia, which is what we at UTS, in the Centre for Neuroscience and Regenerative Medicine that I lead, we're trying to get up and running now. As I said, a very expensive, very difficult project to get up, and we are lucky to have recruited the world leader, Professor Reggie Edgerton, to Australia to help us establish this project. And we believe that this is going to be working in many people with spinal cord injury, if not the vast majority, but of course that's part of the work we have to do now. It's not about if it works, it's about who it works, when it works, and how much it works in a given individual patient.
Do you know if there are any other, like, medical bodies or even hospitals who are involved with the actual implementation of the results with the study?
So this technology so far has been, everyone who's doing this work has either been Professor Reggie Edgerton himself or people who left his team and started their own teams. So there's relatively few people around the world who are experts in this technology right now. It's still experimental. It's not ready for the hospital yet. That's the point. We still have, when I say it's still experimental, it's not like this is not real. It is real, but it's still experimental. And we need to do more work and in more patients to make sure we get it right before we roll it out into patients. So that's what's got to happen. And in Australia, it's urgent that we get this up and running here at University of Technology Sydney so that we can then set it up to work across Australia in the way that we envisage, and Asia-Pacific region, in fact.
Professor Bryce Vizzle, neuroscientist at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.